This is the Aviact Murli of 26th of January 2025. In order to reveal the Father, transform ordinariness into uniqueness and become an image that grants visions. Today, Bapdada is seeing the three stars of three types of fortune sparkling in the centre of the forehead of each Brahmin child everywhere. It is such elevated fortune, and you have received it so easily. One is the fortune of the alaukik, elevated birth. The second is the fortune of elevated relationships, and the third is the fortune of all attainments. Seeing the stars of the three types of fortune sparkling, Bapdada is also pleased. Look at the fortune of your birth. All of you have taken birth through the Father, the bestower of fortune himself. Since the one who gave you birth is the bestower of fortune himself, your birth is so alaukik and elevated. All of you have the intoxication and happiness of the fortune of this birth of yours, do you not? Together with that, look at the speciality of relationships. Throughout the whole cycle, no other souls have such relationships. Only you, special souls, have attained three relationships with the One. The One is the Father, the Teacher, and also the Satguru. No one apart from you Brahmin souls has three relationships with the One. You have experienced this, have you not? In the relationship of the Father, he gives you your inheritance and also sustains you. Look at your inheritance. It is so elevated and imperishable. People of the world say that God is their sustainer, whereas you children say with faith and intoxication, "Our sustainer is God Himself." Who else has received such sustenance, God's love, and their inheritance from God? So the One is the Father, the sustainer, and also the teacher. In the life of every soul, three relationships are essential, but each of those three relationships is separate. You have all three relationships with the One. Look at your study. It is the study of the three aspects of time. It is the study of becoming the knowers of the three aspects of time. A study is said to be a source of income. You attain a status by studying. Look at the whole world. The highest status of all is said to be a royal status. So what status do you attain through this study? You are kings now, and in the future too, you will have a royal status. You now have self-sovereignty. You are Raja Yogis who are self-sovereigns, and the fortune of the kingdom in the future is imperishable anyway. There is no status higher than this. The teachings that you receive from the teacher are for becoming the knowers of the three aspects of time. And the status you receive is a divine royal status. Apart from in your Brahmin life, none of you has ever had, nor can anyone have, such a relationship with their teacher. Along with that, the relationship of the Satguru. You receive Srimat from the Satguru, and this Srimat is still remembered today on the path of devotion. You say with faith, "On what basis do we take every step?" You take every step on the basis of Srimad. Check. Is every step of yours according to Srimad? You have attained fortune. Do you experience the attainment of this fortune in your life? Is every step of yours according to Srimad? Or do the dictates of your mind and the dictates of others sometimes become mixed with it? The recognition of this is, if every step is according to Srimad, you will experience the accumulation of multi-millions at every step. If your steps are according to Srimad, there is easy success. Along with that, you have attained a mine of blessings from the Satguru. The recognition of having received blessings is that when you have blessings, you won't have to labour. So in the relationship of the Satguru, you constantly have the attainment of elevated directions and blessings. The speciality of this easy path is that when you have three relationships in one, then it is easy to remember the one. There is no need to remember all three separately. This is why all of you say, one Baba and none other. Because the special relationships are included in the one, it is easy. So your stars of fortune are sparkling because all of you have received attainment from the Father. The third star of fortune is that of all attainments. There is the memorial, nothing is lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. Remember your treasure stores. Is it possible to receive such treasures, or are all attainments from anyone else? As soon as you say from your heart, my Baba, the treasures become present in front of you. Therefore, let such elevated fortune remain constantly in your awareness. This is number wise. Since each and every child is one out of multi-millions, Bapdada now wants all of you children not to be number wise, but to be number one. Therefore ask yourselves, are you those who are number wise, or are you number one? What are you? Teachers, are you number one or number wise? Pandavas, are you number one or number wise? What are you? Those of you who think that you are number one and will always remain this, not that you are number one today and that tomorrow you will become part of those who are number wise. Those whose intellects have such faith that you will always remain number one in following Father Brahma and remain constantly number one, raise your hands. Are you? Don't just raise your hands for the sake of it. Raise them after careful consideration. Raise them high. If you only raise them halfway, then you are only half. Many of you have raised your hands. Look, did Daddy see them? Now take the account from those who are number one. Yes, Janak, take the account. Did the double foreigners raise them? Raise them. Are you number one? You pleased Bapdada's heart by raising your hands. Congratulations. Acha. To have raised your hand means you have courage. And if you have courage, then Bapdada is your helper anyway. However, what does Bapdada want now? You are number one, and that is a matter of happiness. But should Baba tell you? But what? Or is there no but? However, Bapdada has a but. Bapdada has seen that everything is merged in your minds, but it is only in your minds. It has not emerged on your faces and in your behavior. Bapdada now wants to see the number one stage in your behavior and on your faces. Now, according to the time, let those who say that they are number one be seen as images that grant visions through their every activity. Let your faces show that you are images that grant visions. Even in the last birth and in the final period, your non-living images are experienced as images that grant visions. Therefore, in the living form too, you saw Father Brahma in the corporeal form. He became an angel later, but even whilst he was in the corporeal form, what were all of you able to see? Did he appear to be ordinary? In his last, his 84th birth, in his old age, when he was 60 years old, from the beginning to the end, even then you saw him as an image that granted visions. You experienced this, did you not? You experienced this in the corporeal form, did you not? It has to be the same for those who raised their hands for being number one. You have recorded this on the TV, have you not? Bapdada will look at your file. Baba has a file, does he not? So from now on, from every activity of yours, let this be experienced. Although it may be an ordinary activity, no matter what you are doing, whether you are doing business or anything else, whether you are working as a doctor or a lawyer, whatever you may be doing, wherever you come into contact with others or form a relationship with others, let them feel through your behavior that you are different and unique. Or do you think that you are ordinary, that even Lokik people are like that? It is not the speciality of the work, but the speciality of your practical life. It is a very good business. He is a very good lawyer. He is a very good director. There are many like that. There is a book in which they have the names of special souls. The names of so many people are mentioned in that. There are many of them. This one did this special thing, that one did that special thing, and so his name is mentioned. However, those of you who raised your hands, and in fact, all of you should have raised them, but those who did raise them, and you have to raise them, people should see a change in your practical behavior. This sound has not yet emerged. Whether you are in industry or wherever you may be working, let every soul say, whilst doing ordinary work, this one is like an image that grants visions. Is this possible? Is it possible? Those at the front speak. Is this possible? Now, in the results, it sounds as though this is not happening that much. Greater ordinariness is visible. Yes, when you perform a special task and you pay special attention, this is then very much visible. However, you have love for the Father. You do love the Father, do you not? To what percentage? Teachers, raise your hands. Many teachers have come. Is this possible? Or are you sometimes ordinary and sometimes special? The terms or the words that emerge whenever you perform any task, that is your language, should also be alaukik, not ordinary language. Bhaktada now has this elevated hope in all the children, and then the revelation of the Father will take place. Your actions, behavior, and faces will automatically reveal this. This won't be revealed through lectures. In lectures, you just shoot one arrow, but it has to be revealed who it was that made you become like this. They themselves will come looking. They themselves will ask, who has made you become like this? The creation will reveal the Creator. So what will you do this year? Daddy has told you to serve the villages. You may do this, but Bhaktada now wants to see this transformation. Is it possible to do this in 1 year? In 1 year? When the next season begins, this contrast should be visible. The sound should emerge from all the centers that there is great transformation. You will then sing the song, Parivartan, Parivartan. Transformation, transformation. Ordinary words don't seem right in front of the fortune you have. The reason is I. This I, the consciousness of I, whatever I thought, whatever I said, whatever I am doing, that alone is right. Because of this consciousness of I, there is arrogance and also anger. Both do their own work. It is the Father's holy offering. So where did I come from? Can anyone say mine for a holy offering? If you have an intellect, if you have a skill or a speciality, Bhaktada gives thanks for the speciality and the intellect, but you shouldn't have the feeling of I. Now end this consciousness of I. This consciousness of I is subtle. In alaukik life, this consciousness of I doesn't allow you to become an image that grants visions. So what do the daddies think? Is this transformation possible? Is it possible? All three Pandavas speak. You three are special, are you not? All three of you speak. Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it? Acha. Now become the commander of this. Don't become a commander of anything else. Become a commander of transformation. Will those from Madhaban become this? Will you become this? Those from Madhaban, raise your hands. Acha. Will you become this? Those from Bombay, raise your hands. Yogini Ben, Parle Center, is also sitting here. Will those from Bombay become this? If you are going to become this, then raise your hands. Acha. Those from Delhi, raise your hands. Will those from Delhi do this? Teachers speak. Just be careful. Bhaktada will ask for the report every month. You do have this courage, do you not? Congratulations. Those from indoor, raise your hands. Teachers from indoor, raise your hands. Will the teachers do this? Will indoor do this? Wave your hands. Not all of you waved your hands. Will you do this and inspire others to do it? Daddies, just look. You are seeing it on the TV. Those from Gujarat, raise your hands. Will Gujarat do this? It is easy to shake your hands. Now you have to shake your minds. Do you not feel mercy on seeing all of that sorrow? It would be good if transformation took place now, would it not? Now the plan for revelation is your practical life. However, the programs you do are very good for keeping yourselves busy. But revelation will take place through your behavior and your faces. Is any zone left out? Those from UP, raise your hands. There are a few from UP. Acha, will UP do this? Those from Maharashtra, raise your hands. Raise them high. Acha, will Maharashtra do this? Congratulations. Rajasthan, raise your hands. Teachers, wave your hands. Karnataka, raise your hands. Acha, will those from Karnataka do this? Those from Andhra Pradesh, raise your hands. Okay, we had this chit-chat. Double foreigners, raise your hands. Where is Jenti? Will the double foreigners do this? Now, look, you have said this in the midst of the gathering. All of you have shown very good courage, and so multi-million-fold congratulations for this. People outside are listening to Baba, and people are also listening in their own countries. All of them are also raising their hands. Generally, it is said that every word of an elevated soul is a word of truth. They say, whatever the Maharaja, Brahmin priest, says is the truth. So you are great, great Maharajas. Those who hear each version of yours should experience in their hearts that it is a version of truth. Your mind has been filled with a lot. Babdada also has a TV to see what is in your minds. Here this TV only shows the external faces, but Babdada has an instrument to see the state of your minds at every moment. So a lot is visible in your minds. When he sees the TV of your minds, he is very pleased. You have a lot of treasures and a lot of powers. However, this becomes according to capacity when it comes to your actions. Now put this into your actions, into your words, on your face and in your behavior. Only then will everyone say, just as you have the song that the Shaktis have come, that all of you are the Shaktis of Shiva. Pandavas are also Shaktis. The Shaktis will then reveal Father Shiva. Now finish all the little games. Now let your stage of retirement emerge. So at this time, Babdada is seeing all of you children as the stars of hope who fulfill Babdada's hopes. When any situation arises, remember this slogan, transformation, transformation, transformation. Don't forget this one word of Babdada's versions today. What word is that? Transformation. I have to change. It isn't that only after the transformation of others that I have to transform myself. I have to transform myself and then transform others. Not that I will transform when others transform themselves. You have to be the instruments. You have to be Arjuna. Only then will you claim number one, like Father Brahma. Those at the back raise your hands. Bapdada gives number one love and remembrance to those sitting at the back, Acha. To you extremely fortunate souls everywhere, to the special souls who are those out of the multi-millions of the whole world, to the special children who constantly reveal Bapdada through their behaviour and faces, to the elevated souls who stay in the bond of cooperation and love, to the alaukik souls who always perform alaukik actions in everything they do, like Father Brahma, Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Bapdada's inspirations for the service of the wings. A very good result is visible from the service done through the different wings. Every wing is making effort and increasing their contacts. However, Bapdada wants you to act like the medical wing, who showed the practical connection of meditation with the heart and gave the proof of how problems of the heart can be cured with meditation. You gave this proof, did you not? You have given this proof, have you not? All of you heard about this, did you not? In this way, people of the world want practical proof. In the same way, all of you wings that have come have to organize programs. You do this, but now make such a plan through which all of your practical results come in front of everyone. Bapdada is saying this to all the wings. It is also reaching the government, is it not? The sound has spread here and there that this is possible through meditation. Now increase this more. Now give the practical proof of this, so that it spreads everywhere, of how everything is possible through meditation. Let everyone's attention be drawn towards meditation, towards spirituality. Do you understand? Blessing. May you become such an embodiment of silence that the drums of revelation are beaten throughout the world with the power of that silence. It is sung, silence, not words, is victorious over science. As time and perfection come closer, there will automatically be distaste for coming too much into sound. For instance, you now come into sound because you want to, or because out of habit. In the same way, you will go beyond sound because you want to. You make programs to come into sound. When this change is visible, you will then understand that the drums of victory are about to beat. For this, whenever you have time, practice being an embodiment of silence. Slogan. Those who stay with the zero father are hero actors. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. At the present time, the easy way to benefit the world is to stabilize and concentrate the wandering intellects of all souls with the concentration of your elevated thoughts. All the souls of the whole world especially want their wandering intellects to become concentrated and the mischief of their minds to finish. You will only be able to fulfill this desire of the world when you become concentrated and donate the powers of your mind. Om Shanti.